How do I start C-word today?
To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Say, kids, what time is it?
The C-word.podomatic.com.
They're who we thought they were.
And I can actually say it's about damn time. I thought it was Q-word.
Ooh, that's my mother's version of the C-word.
The C-word's back.
Oh, my God.
I know, everyone missed us.
They did. There was like
death threats.
Whiny nerd rebellion.
Hey, it takes old types. Whatever.
When are you guys coming back?
When we feel like
it.
What
are you going to talk about more shows?
See, now you make it
Where
seem like
you?
Every person that listens to our show are nerds.
No, just you are.
Which is not true.
No.
Really?
Dorks. Geeks.
Geeks.
Among the other cool people. But yes.
Hey, people listen to it on MySpace. They're not all that bad. Our friends on there.
Yeah.
We have friends.
Like I said, dorks.
157
geeks.
People think you're fucking gay.
So what's
you have mail.
What have we been hearing from the C word nation?
I've heard, and I can only speak for the minority, that
only because Earl is the minority.
Those are those who have had sex with women. Go ahead.
Put
that's
the right. Stuffed animal
oh, that's
down.
All right. We don't talk about enough cable shows.
Right.
And by cable,
well,
cause premium.
Because not everyone has cable.
I know, but I don't have to, you know, we didn't have time to watch tomorrow.
And I don't have sci-fi.
I have sci-fi.
I don't.
Eureka has started again.
I know,
it's
I
awesome.
Saw that. I'm like
I
so pissed.
Channels.
I missed the first one. I got to watch it.
I'll see. There's something we should watch then. More porn.
Porn. Actually, I've been streamlining it through my computer.
I am not going on.
You hate streaming?
I can get readily free.
Oh, please.
I'm lying.
What? You don't have to pay for your porn? What's the deal there?
Right now, I don't have to pay for it.
That's what the Nerd Charity Sex Foundation is for.
Yeah, when are we going to start that
Talk
up?
About
I'm getting kind of lonely.
Grant acquisition.
Right.
Write them up, baby.
Write them up. Write them up and submit them to Krista at nerdcharitysexfoundation.com.
There you are.
We're going to have to go get nerdcharitysexfoundation.com now.
Damn it.
We can do it. I'll do it later.
Do we ever get that one other website we're supposed to buy out?
Which one?
I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
SeeMeNaked.com?
No,
I'm pretty sure that one's taken.
I doubt it.
You doubt it.
Don't make me touch you with my feet.
I'm gonna go and I'm going to look when I get home at SeeMeNaked.com and I'm going to put it in the liner notes of the new show. No, that's me. I don't want feet. Put those things
away.
They're sexy.
So, the reason what we are back, one of them.
This is like the preseason.
We're going to talk about Transformers.
Yeah, we want to talk about the summer movies.
Oh, yeah.
And some of the summer shows.
And we'll talk about Monday night movie night, too.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
No.
Shut
hey,
up.
See how many people we have people flying out. In from
hey.
Out of town to go to the Monday movie nights.
Monday
See,
movie night is fucking legendary.
I know, but here's the problem. See, even though it's Sunday night, and I post it tonight,
right?
And most people won't like listen to it till like Tuesday or Wednesday. Like I know people will listen to it at work, and then they're going to be like, "Oh, I missed it."
Well, but it's
well,
a
then
weekly
they can go
thing,
next
right?
Then you yes. go next Monday.
I do believe we have The Simpsons coming up.
We do.
Tomorrow
27th?
Is Harry Potter.
We're going to talk about that too.
Oh, that's going to be bomb.
Bad
today.
Feeling.
Earl's got a bad feeling.
Bad feeling.
Why is there a policeman around?
No.
No. Actually,
the bad movie police. I'm right here.
Let me make a phone call. I'll get half right. the Edison police department.
Get them over here.
Not a problem.
But let's. We'll do. What do we want to do first? Talk about the cable shows. Some of them.
Go ahead. Bust out your dumb cable shows.
Burn Notice. It's
what?
Awesome.
The fuck?
Okay. For those who don't know what Burn Notice is,
yeah, you know, I saw a preview for that. Actually,
it's awesome. And Gabrielle Anwar.
It's a show that we. It comes on USA, and we gave up on USA after the 4400 debacle.
Right, which is still going.
Yeah, God knows how.
I don't know why.
I couldn't imagine watching that show now.
Right. But Burn Notice is a brand new show from USA.
Right. You don't know what a Burn Notice is?
Patrick, explain what
Chris
Burn
is shaking
is.
Her head. That's that rattling sound.
Oh, fuck. You'd love to get your hands on this rattle, big boy.
A burn notice is something that's given out to CIA agents when they're no longer a viable asset to the agency. So, like, if I was a secret agent and I was in the middle
secret
of, like...
Secret agent, man! Secret
Agent man.
Anyway, if I was in the middle of like a deal or something and I was like, okay, well, I'll just transact this money and then we'll sell all the, you know, you all these guns to Iran or whatever it is they do now. And I call them up and I say, okay, I have a transaction number for you. I need you guys to do this. They'll go, sorry, dude, you're burned. Which means you're out.
Means
which
like
means
end
you're
the,
on your own.
End it.
Yeah, you're on your own. On which his means own.
Sucks to be you.
Yes, all his assets frozen.
All of his assets are frozen, and he's essentially stuck in Miami. He comes back. He comes back to
because Miami is such a bad place to be stuck in.
Well, his mom lives there, so they don't get along very well. So right. I can imagine my own private hell would be like, you know, you're the beck and call of your mother, and you're like, oh crap.
But as long as he now. If I got the story down correctly, as long as he stays in Miami, he's safe.
As long as he stays in Miami, he's fine. The minute he leaves, well, as long as he stays essentially in Florida, but the minute he leaves, they're going to assume he's going to make a run on whoever burned him, and then he'll be like the most wanted man in the country.
So he's good as dead then?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's stuck there. He's got FBI people watching him. The only people are his friends, like Bruce Campbell, who's from Army of Darkness and Evil Dead.
Yeah.
And he's just funny as all get out.
That should be
is,
enough reason
former,
to watch it.
Former FBI, and he's a friend of his. He's helping him, but he's also informing on him to the FBI, and they all know this. And then his girlfriend, who's Gabrielle Anwar, who does anyone not know who Gabrielle Anwar is?
Give me something that she's been in.
You ever seen Scent of a Woman?
Oh, yes, no, but I have smelled
the,
one.
The
yummy.
Remember the girl he tangoed with in the movie?
Oh.
Yeah. Ever seen Three Musketeers? The queen,
yeah. Man, she's
she's hot.
Yeah,
okay.
She's an older lady now too. She's pretty. She's up there. She's still hot.
She'll get it.
Oh,
older than 30.
She'll still get it.
You're safe.
She would.
Oh yeah.
But she's a former IRA agent. So he's got like this, and she loves him to death, and he's like commitment phobic. So this is my guy.
He has a penis. Of course, he's commitment phobic.
I know.
Hey,
this is like totally my guy. I love it. I love this show. It's such a great show. Charlie's like, I have a penis, and I'm looking for a commitment.
So, damn it. So where are we at with that show right now?
I've got no problem with commitments. I've been committed to my car for how long?
Yeah, you and your car. I wonder what all that stuff was on the back of the
your
tailpipe.
Your five-minute commitments that you make to women, they don't really count, Charlie.
No.
Hey, everything counts when the lights are off.
And it's 12 inches, too, right?
Oh, wow.
Hey.
Like I said, I may not be huge, but I could bang the shit out of the sides.
How did you use my line? Damn it.
Doesn't that suck?
Right now, where we are with the show is he's trying to find out who burned him.
Okay.
And he's getting... Meanwhile, someone's been sort of pulling his strings, telling him that they're going to contact him about this. Because when you get burned, they either want you in deeper or get it out. Nothing. I send you a pitch right
didn't
over the plane.
Say, right. Didn't say
she ain't like, paying attention.
We always want it deeper.
There you go.
Or they want something out of him. So it's a really good show. I recommend everybody watch it.
So, okay.
When is that on?
Ending this week. It's on Thursday nights at like 8.
Now is this strictly a summer show or this is something they're going to try to get into?
I think they're
going
to try and keep going. I mean, it started late enough in the summer that it could probably go to September or October.
Good.
It's a good show. Traveler ends. Well, that's a network show. I guess we got to wait.
Traveler.
Okay, I TiVo'd that for the first couple of shows, never watched it, but didn't hear a peep about it, so I thought it might have been canceled.
Well, we haven't been doing... I mean, obviously, you hear from us.
It is the end.
Like, yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Traveler?
Yeah.
Traveler is awesome, and I don't know if we talked about it. Did we talk about it last time?
We talked about
the
last
plot?
Time?
Very briefly,
the very first episode we talked
these guys
about.
Are wanted for the connection were supposedly they're terrorists. They blew up a museum, but they were set up.
Right.
So the more and more they're realizing that it goes deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper is the fact that Homeland Security is behind it, and their friend Will Traveler was an agent.
Is that what they figured
yes.
out that he is?
And now they actually finally got all three of them back together at the end of this episode. The season, I guess it's season finale.
It'll be a season
I don't
finale.
Know if it's a season or a series, but probably season.
Probably season finale.
Because I haven't heard bad things about it, but that's the problem is I haven't heard anything about it.
Okay, whatever.
Well, you haven't heard it. Well,
I haven't heard a peep.
Well, what else is going to go
peep.
In this place?
Gone.
You
peep.
Know, this
Because this is NBC, right?
This is ABC.
This is ABC.
It took Lost place. Peep.
Now Lost is not gonna come back in like in fall, all right?
No, I don't think Lost is coming back till like.
No, I don't know. That's great.
I don't think they need a filler for the time being.
Well, I think they would need some decent shows because
such as
after
this.
Looking out at the new fall lineup, which by the way, Fox is in for it because they hired the former NBC president. Anyone who doesn't know who the NBC president of development was, he was the guy that set up like all this lineup. He showed it to all the advertisers, and they go, pass. So NBC's like, okay, well, we need to fire his ass.
Come on.
And they got the guy who developed The Office for America and Ugly Betty. Essentially, this guy's good at taking foreign television shows
and turning them around.
Like, he's responsible for Date My Mom, so I don't know how good he is.
But
then Fox hired the NBC guy that got fired. Isn't that great? You could fuck up an entire network, but still, you know.
Well,
find a job somewhere.
That's the problem
with
America.
Not flipping burgers.
If the Fox didn't have their animated shows.
Right.
And their Monday night lineup.
Right.
They'll be done.
They'd be done.
Yeah.
What do they have?
Yeah, they really don't have shit.
Yeah. Gordon Ramsay.
Shut
it.
That's awesome. Okay.
Thank you. You're eliminated now. Fuck off. That was great.
Are we gonna you wanna talk about that right quick?
I know I don't know what happened.
But we can catch up.
Hell's Kitchen. Do you watch Hell's Kitchen?
On occasion.
If I was a chef, I'd be Gordon Ramsay.
If you like people, you like to see people getting yelled at.
What am I doing?
Moving.
That show is
Cousin, wanna log into the computer?
Awesome.
Oh, you wanna go online?
You can't access porn through the
Right, you're not allowed.
I know. Through the computer
side.
Here.
This chair like slants to the side.
But I do have my laptop if you want to plug that in.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
No, that's all
it
right.
Would still be on the same thing.
Yeah, it's on the same network. Anyways, continue, guys.
No, I don't know. I don't see a clear winner yet.
No.
Plus, I don't know who was eliminated.
Well, going with past seasons of that show, there's not a really standout cook.
Right.
On that show.
No. Kay Grease.
The women, though, wow. I'm not saying women are catty. No, they are catty.
Damn, are they catty.
He
calls them hell's bitches.
Yeah.
Women are horrible.
Oh, I know.
In any competing factor. We're
like
terrible.
Life. That's why you'll never see.
Or in my
that's
bed.
That's why I always said. All that stuff is why you'll never see a final two on Survivor of
never.
Two women.
Well, though, one of them will kill the other one, and that'll be the end of it.
She said you're fat.
She said you're fat. That bitch.
Right.
Let's vote her off.
Right.
Excellent.
Now, you can see two guys like, dude, I hate you, you hate me.
Gotta get these bitches off of
but
here.
But when I got my house, I'll hate you from my house. And you
I'll
can
hate you
from
my bigger house. All right, dude. I'm still going to hate your house.
Let's do this. Go hate.
Right.
But
that's why guys are awesome.
They're all very catty.
Well, there's been seasons where it's been more women than men in Survivor, right? And somehow they just don't work to their advantage,
right? We can talk about the new craze of the singing shows.
Oh God, those! You know what?
The singing bee, so stupid.
Actually, it's kind of funny.
Now, they've got hooterific girls dancing in bee costumes.
Okay, now this
you can't
is
beat
what's,
that.
What's the other one? Don't forget the lyrics.
Don't forget the that's the one I like.
Now,
Wade Brady's on it, and he cracks me up.
Isn't that the same show?
Don't forget the lyrics and the singing bee. Don't forget the lyrics is on Fox, and the singing bee is on NBC.
The singing bee I've seen, but that's like the same thing.
Essentially,
yeah. Well, no, because the singing bee you have to finish. The song. Whatever they say.
Same thing with Don't Forget the Lyrics. Don't say you need to give us the next five words.
Oh, well, okay. Same
it's
thing.
It's the same show.
For all the people who said they love seeing bad singers.
Oh, my
on
God.
American Idol. This is your show.
This is your show. These people are horrible.
Actually, the ones I saw were pretty good. I was
never
watching. Yeah, one of them was a teacher.
They did.
He was hot,
although,
though, so
here's what my problem was. They did a half an hour. They did a half an hour. And, like, they couldn't get the show done in a half an hour, which goes to show how many commercials they're cramming in. Because, and how long they're taking with this crap, because they'll span out one contestant for two shows.
Oh, good.
Wow.
Right?
Hmm.
How about you don't milk it?
They've totally milked it. But, yeah, that's the difference. The Singing Bee has the Hooters girls in bee costumes, and he goes, it's time for the final countdown, and the other guy goes, it's the final final countdown. I'm like, oh no.
Well, he doesn't sing.
He did not.
Joe McHale on the suit was like, no.
He sings.
It took me 19 years to get that out of my head. But I'll tell you, don't forget the lyrics has the band from American Idol. Ricky, what's his face?
Yeah, but they also have Wayne Brady, though.
Well, that's what I said. Yeah, they've got both. They've got the band from American Idol, and they got Wayne Brady.
See,
they have a black guy, Earl Zinn.
Wayne Brady's hysterical, though.
Yeah, he's really good.
Is Wayne Brady going to have to choke a bitch?
What?
Ever seen that Dave Chappelle show with Wayne Brady?
No, I think I missed
people
it.
People like Wayne Brady. White people like Wayne Brady because he is not threatening. And he's like laughing. He's like going through like an acid trip. He's like, ha, 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 ha. And he goes, hold on a second. We got to stop. And he pulls up and he goes, hey, where's my money?
Count me out.
All these girls come up and he's like, where's my money?
But it was a slow day, baby.
Oh, is Wayne Brady going to have to choke a bitch? Great.
Chappelle was like,
yeah, I missed
Chappelle
that one.
I was shocked.
Run, bitch, run.
Run, right, run, bitch. But no, I think I mean they're fun to watch, and they, you know, they fill in a very, very empty television week because that's exactly what we got right now.
Wow.
Well, yeah. It's summer.
Well,
what do you
I
expect?
Resorted to watching that America's
Porn?
Got Talent the other week.
By the way, America does not got talent.
Not talented.
With David Hasselhoff.
Well, no, the funniest one was when there was this Mexican guy and he was supposed to be some big acrobat and stunt guy. And he ran, and he was jumping over metal chairs, and he had jumped on a trampoline and caught one of like the very first chair on his foot,
awesome.
And just went down, bounced on his head, and just landed completely flat and did not move. And they're all sitting there like, is that part of the show?
See, I thought someone set up a
is that part of the act?
I thought someone was going to set up a border, and I was they didn't do it. That meant awesome. I would love to see it.
I think what they should do.
What is the matter with you?
They should take the losers
and put them in asshole. A room
and then gas them, because that would get rid of all the stupid people.
Okay, so now we're talking about the Hispanics. Now we're talking about the Jewish people.
Yeah.
What's the problem?
Oh, was that a
problem.
Hispanic?
That was a joke.
I didn't say
the
Jewish
border.
People. I said
you said
stupid
gas
people.
Them. Put them in a room and gas them.
Stupid people. I've got a problem.
And you went right to Jews on that. What does that make
Yikes.
You?
Oh my God!
You know, I
want to
ask a question. I was watching.
Here we go. Fuck.
I want to ask a question. These are your people, so I want to find out.
Who are my people?
Who the fuck are Katie and Peter?
Huh?
Katie and from who what? Are my people?
I know what you're talking
who
about. Oh, how the fuck does the black guy know when it's my people?
They're from England. They're an England like celebrity couple.
She's not English. She's Welsh.
I don't. They
Thank
all
you,
drink
Charlie.
Tea. Who gives a shit?
Fuck you. I don't eat crumpets.
Who? They're like Posh and Beckham, you know?
But they're not.
Oh, actually, I do know who you're talking
but
about.
But here's the thing. They kept talking about her as Katie, but they kept talking about her. And the only reason I watch this is because she's hot and she was in a bikini.
She's absolutely beautiful.
While
yeah.
they were talking about it.
I know who you're
it.
Talking
about now. So what I retained was they're either talking about her as Katie, but they're also talking about her as Jordan. Is she a schizophrenic? And are there more
Is
hot
there
ones
a
out there?
Double personality.
Oh, we should know new, there are more hot ones out there.
We should really start a new. We should start a new like segment. What the fuck is going on
in
and
America?
Then we'll have like a guy saying, "What the fuck is going on
in America?" I wanted to like, "What the fuck is going on in America?"
In America. Well, seriously, I'm gonna start recording more things to put.
You do that.
And then we just paste them in.
So they were referring to her as Jordan because the only British woman named Jordan that's popular is the one that was in Playboy. And I do believe that she was engaged. Absolutely gorgeous, gorgeous.
Is that
girl.
Is that an alter ego?
It might just be her little, like her stage name, kind of. Because
she'll
Maybe
go,
Katie
like,
is her
seriously,
real name.
So she'll go to parties as Katie, but then she'll go to parties as Jordan. And she's like, I would love to get rid of Jordan, but I can't. Thinking to myself, is this woman a schizophrenic? Because that is so awesome.
You know what? That's the only thing I can think. She's probably got to be the... I've seen who you're talking about. I've seen the couple. I've seen little clips on television,
right,
but I never related
retarded.
Her. I've never related her to
this
Jordan.
She's like, I've got to go pee. And he's like, well, then go pee. And she's like, I can't do it right now, stupid. And they all laugh, and everybody thinks it's funny.
Where's Chef Ramsay when I need him?
I don't understand it.
I will watch it and I will tell you, because I have my Playboy collection at home. I will go home, I will pull the Jordan issue out, and I will see if it's the same girl.
Because
she is from Britain.
And we'll need a couple other
Because she
issues.
Like she did one party, it was like,
you gotta
like
see the new one I just got.
A literary awards. And she goes in this like pink, like, and like her, like her, like boobs are sticking out the side,
huge tits, right?
Really huge.
Okay.
And they're sitting
it's
there.
Gotta be the same girl.
And then they go, and then they take off like the bottom thing, and so that she, almost like she's wearing like a bathing suit with the top of the dress sort of thing. And she goes to Loaded Magazine's party as Jordan.
It's got to be her then, because she's been in Maxim after Playboy. She hit Maxim. She's been in Playboy, I think, 2 or 3 times.
I don't get it.
Who is she?
Who's Peter?
She's just probably the guy she's engaged to, because I heard
but
she was engaged.
He's supposedly
or
famous
or
too.
Something. Just really? like you said, like the
I don't
first
know.
Time I ever saw them, they were on The Soup.
How the hell are they famous? We don't know
exactly.
Well, things are totally different in England. You do not know half.
It's like a whole other country.
Oh no,
it's like a whole other place, man. It's like something totally different.
No. If you gave me a famous person from another country, I can probably figure it out.
Right.
No, not necessarily. Not when they're little famous. Like, I mean, if
then they're not famous.
Well, but they're famous over there. It is. It's totally different.
Well, no, I understand.
But we're in America.
You're driving me fucking crazy.
But no, I mean, the first time I ever saw them is they had some show on E, I think.
Yeah, I saw a clip of it once.
And they were, you know, wearing like matching outfits or something. It was crazy, but.
Is he good looking?
I don't know.
Oh, come on. You know, if a guy is decent looking, it doesn't mean you want it.
His wife has extremely large breasts. You think I saw anything else on the screen?
No.
Like, all I heard was blah, 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 blah,
breasts. I saw a moving shadow.
Right? I saw some shadow of a guy with her. I don't know who he is.
Well,
apparently he's supposed to be famous too.
Hey,
what the
I will look
I
it up
when
I go home
enough
since
to
we can't
say
get
that,
on these computers.
Yeah.
I am comfortable enough to say that he is not ugly.
Okay.
Is that a compliment?
I didn't say he was a what now?
Huh? Huh?
Huh?
Huh?
So
wait, what's this?
What
station was that on?
Huh? That's one.
Or 22. All right, so let's go.
You want to hit movies
to
up?
Movies.
Movies.
Okay. Boobies. Oh, boobies. Movies.
Movies besides porn.
I got nothing.
I got nothing.
Oh, wait.
Goodwill Hunting.
I thought you guys were all about the Transformers.
American Booty.
Okay, the Transformers. I don't care what you say. That was
the
a
Da Vinci
good
Load.
Fucking
the
movie.
The Da Vinci Load.
Time out. I just heard that.
The Sixth Sex.
I just heard that. That's
what?
I see naked people.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Did you get too much sleep?
Starts.
I used to work in a video store and they had all those titles.
I love porn.
It's just funny.
Such a great hobby.
Well, there's a good site that you can get stuff for free from.
I mean, we could probably get it. There's probably going to be a porn version of like Transformers, but I don't think it's anything I'd like to see.
Come here, Bumblebee.
More than meets. Oh,
more than meets the cock. What? No.
More than meets.
Transgender formers more than meets the eye.
Apple go brown eye.
More than meets the eye. Untuck it, Hugo.
Oh, no.
More than meets the brown eye.
Anyways.
Oh, Earl, even I wouldn't say that. What's
yes,
wrong?
You would.
I said it quietly into the microphone like it wasn't going to catch. It did.
I'm sorry. Transformers suck.
No.
Why would you say that? Now, give
oh,
me the
I don't
reasons,
know.
And don't give me the bullshit because Bumblebee was a fucking Camaro. Don't give me that shit because
well,
I've heard that already.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Bumblebee kicked ass
wait,
as a Camaro.
He was a badass fucking
say
Camaro.
So the story.
I've not seen it.
So the story doesn't mean anything.
And I don't want to. Which you, is so weird for me.
It's an amazing movie.
No.
It was awesome.
Okay.
Blech.
From a technical standpoint,
I don't like Transformers.
It looks awesome. But for those who actually grew up with Transformers.
Which
actually,
I did.
As did
and
I.
And actually know the story.
As I do.
To run
how
my brothers
you,
over with the lawnmower.
How can you like a movie that just butchered the story?
Okay. But
characters?
It didn't really butcher
no,
it. It's
here's
a different
problem,
version.
Which everyone apparently has with any movie that involves superheroes. As soon as you deviate from the original story in well, any way, shape, or form, X-Men, I don't you
but
know.
But this movie didn't deviate
Superman,
from.
Superman. Whatever
yeah.
Whatever movies and shows you want to go off of, as soon as you deviate from it into a movie, people get pissed.
You know
as
why?
Opposed to if you do it in a fucking comic book.
It negates the
no.
reason that we liked it in the first place.
Because if you do it in a comic book, everyone's perfectly fine with it.
But
that's because you know that when they deviate in a comic book, as soon as that story cycle is over, things will go back to normal.
And is the movie nothing more than another?
I'm sorry, did X-Men kill Professor Xavier and Cyclops and everybody good? Yes, it did. No wonder people were pissed. You can't do that. You don't kill Professor Xavier.
But here's the Transformers didn't kill people. It shouldn't have.
They fucked with what
But they didn't deviate from the story. That's the whole thing. They kept with the storyline and still goofed it up.
You can.
And then I'm tired of all this. But who's the big bad? Who's the Transformer big bad?
Megatron.
What happened to him?
No, he's not.
Well, he's not really.
Right. But what happened to the supposed one? What happened to him?
In the movie that we just saw.
Yeah.
Ultron.
No, Megatron.
Megatron's
not the big bad in that movie.
Well, he was and he wasn't.
Okay.
He was the only one that could oppose Optimus Prime. But no one else was about ready to take on Optimus Prime because he's a badass motherfucker.
But he's not big bad in that movie, though.
Well, who should have been big bad in your opinion?
No. Big bad in the movie is Ultron. If you're going by this,
Ultron.
What
is that, like Megatron's like brother?
I don't remember an Ultron in the movie.
I don't remember Ultron.
My name's Ultron.
He's the guy that gave
Bob Tron.
He's the guy that gave Megatron a second chance to live after the original war between the Autobots and Decepticons. And this is, if you're going, because we're all following the same storyline here.
Is this what it's like to watch when I'm talking about something I know a whole shitload about?
Because
yes.
I don't know. I don't know.
In the movie, Megatron is frozen.
Correct.
Yes. Pretty much
to
the middle.
It's just criminal. Criminal to have him frozen halfway for half the movie or more.
Yeah,
than
well,
but it followed the storyline. Yeah. It was what was going on. They came
there,
down,
it's
and
right that was the plot it, that it, was developed for this movie.
Yeah,
it's lazy.
Okay, all right, let's go over.
It's like
let's
the Rise of the Silver Surfer. You never see Galactus with the exception of a little bit, and Galactus is the reason the Silver Surfer is what he is at this point in time. That's a huge fucking part. And just because they're lazy and they don't want to write it or film it or come up with the technology to film it.
Film what? It's all CG'd at that point.
Exactly.
I mean,
it should be easier, huh? Look at Sandman and Spider-Man.
And how much you want
to
bet it was put in?
They had to invent that technology to do that.
Yeah, and how much you want to bet they put it in the original script that it might have gotten cut?
I will ask. I'll ask a couple of questions.
You know what?
Because then you have all these people.
Yeah. Just because it's not something you would cut doesn't mean it's something they would cut.
But here's the thing.
How much of Transformers do you know, Ashley, though?
A decent amount. You mean from when I was a kid?
Okay.
A decent
amount. Real quick, before we I'll answer his question.
All right.
The reason that you don't deviate from the idea is because everybody goes into seeing Rise of the Silver Surfer and they see him as a bad guy and nobody knows why that is. Explain why that is and it'll explain why he's going to be a good guy now. They didn't do that. They half-assed it. That's my problem. Tell the story or don't tell the story. Because you can't change these things. Like Hansel and Gretel. You can't all of a sudden be like, and then they pulled out their machine guns. You can't do that. Because they didn't have any machine guns.
Well,
they pushed the bitch into an
oven. Station you're watching.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm sure black Hansel and Gretel had machine guns.
Black Hansel and Gretel don't go walking in the forest.
They were in the hood. It's the same thing.
Thank you.
Anyway, go on. Transformers.
Okay. I'm just going to ask a couple of questions that goes with this movie, and you just let me know about them, all right? Soundwave, was he in the movie?
Yes.
How is Soundwave depicted?
As a small boombox.
As a small boombox.
Yes, I know. In the original, he wasn't. And he had the tapes they ejected from him and so on and so forth, did his little bidding.
And Soundwave, it was Megatron's number two, right?
It was more of a pet, I'd say.
That is so gay.
He was.
This is why I didn't like Transformers.
Okay, second question.
I used to break them when I tried to transform them.
The Constructicons.
I used to run them over.
They're not there.
But they were there.
Ew.
Okay.
Not the construction cons per se.
You had Long Haul and you had Devastator.
But the rest of them were not there yet.
But Devastator was there.
I don't know if you want... I wouldn't consider that Devastator at that point.
He was called Devastator in the movie.
I'm sure he was called Devastator in the movie. That's fine. Give him whatever fucking name you want.
You can't do that.
You can't call Superman Batman.
I was call him Fluffy.
That's like calling Superman Batman. You can't do that. I mean, Devastator was all six of the Constructicons.
Correct.
But he was there.
But the problem is, how do you develop, the character for six Constructicons as opposed to just Devastator, boom, done?
but you have him there and Long Haul, who's one of the Constructicons.
Which, yeah, does mess it up a little bit, granted. But
it's just the storyline.
Yeah. It's not the storyline.
No, it's the not the storyline. It's a storyline.
No,
this is
not
the storyline.
No, this is not alternate universes.
The thing. That's what people want to see.
I wanted to see the new version, just like when they remake something else. I want to see their storyline.
I don't always have to watch the storyline.
Michael
just,
Bay?
They just advertised it as Transformers.
Michael Bay's been doing, to an extent, is he... Michael Bay rushes. That's what Michael Bay does. I think he did
Transformers was not rushed.
He did the movie Collateral, where he starts it in like the third act, essentially. And you're like, I don't know what's going on or why this is important to me. But he's on his website. You can look this up on like michaelbay.com or whatever. Mm-hmm. Is he's railing against his producers because they're taking credit supposedly for things that they shouldn't take credit for, which is bullshit. Are the producers the people who put up the money? Yes. They can take credit for whatever the fuck they want to because they hired these people. But it just seems like it was a rush job.
The only part of that movie that I thought could have been a little more extended and a little more drawn out was when he... See, I don't want to ruin it for anybody that didn't see it.
Spoiler.
Who hasn't seen it? Come on.
When Megatron, when they put the... The box.
Go ahead and say it. People have seen it by now. It's been out for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Was Megatron a tank or a gun?
He's a jet.
He twitched. He like visibly twitched.
He did twitch.
That's horrible.
That's like doing
You know what's sad right now? The fact that this movie means that much that you're actually twitching in your seat.
Because they destroyed a classic.
It wasn't, a classic. That's like them switching up Debbie Does Dallas and me being all pissed about it.
Patrick, by the way, they do have Debbie Does Dallas 2000.
If we took Batman and called him Robin and gave him a Jeep instead of the Batmobile,
I'd be right
totally
pissed.
It's the same thing.
They did that. The Batmobile in Batman.
Are you gonna? If you name a Joel Schumacher Batman, you can leave right now until the show is over. Those are not Batman movies. That was Joel Schumacher's latex porno. Fantasy.
No, you're twitching. No. Jesus Christ.
Schumacher does not count.
See, because he gets what I'm talking about. He gets it.
No, I understand what you're saying, but there's nothing. It's not. I did not go in that movie expecting to see what I saw when I was a little kid. I went in that movie expecting
to
see
something
new and different.
That's why they made the movie in the first place. They figured, okay.
They never said it was
the original
Transformers.
I mean, and you still got cartoons that are going on. You have Beast Wars still. You've got...
those are dead to me.
Oh, fuck off.
Wait, Optimus Prime as a gorilla?
Yeah. Come on.
Once again, alternate universes.
Transformers at the zoo.
I want to throw a rock at that. That's why I want to.
Where's Michael Bay?
That's horrible.
Throw a rock at him.
Beast Wars, horrible. They don't exist.
Anybody that goes to see something like that, that expects it to be exactly to the T, the same thing it was when they were little kids,
then go home and watch the fucking cartoon.
Exactly.
There you go.
Watch
at least it had Weird Al Yankovic dare to be stupid in it. But that's the point. Why not, though? I mean,
that's not
that,
what it, if
the
it,
whole point
if
to
it
see
it
is for
said,
nostalgia value, though.
If it
that's
had
like
said
the Lord of the Rings.
This is the original
no,
Transformers,
Lord of the
that would be
books.
One thing.
So
Transformers was not a book.
It's a fucking cartoon.
No, but at least the characters should be the same.
So you're bitching about like three characters.
No.
What was Bumblebee again?
Bumblebee was a car.
Was he a Volkswagen?
No, but would you want to be a Volkswagen?
He was a badass Camaro.
That's the whole point.
The whole thing was a car commercial, first and foremost. So that's fine. You got to get your money.
You got to have a backer. Yeah, and GM was their backer.
GM was a backer.
And Jazz was badass.
Why wasn't Volkswagen a backer?
Hey, the question is, why did Jazz get torn apart?
Because he was black.
I'm aware of that.
But here, it just basically comes down to, if you're going to tell a story, tell it right. Just like so many people had the problem with Superman Returns, the very fact that she's got a kid, when we all know Superman and Lois Lane couldn't have a kid.
See, that kind of thing doesn't matter to me. If you're telling me a new story, I'm looking to see a new story.
The sperm would go like the shotgun through her back.
Unless he's wearing a kryptonite condom.
And that would kill him.
Right.
You are so.
But they're not marketing towards the casual. They're figuring, you know what?
No,
we got a lot of these fans.
These are the fans. The fans,
well, you've got,
the fans are
okay,
are
the problem
hardcore.
Is, A, you have fans, and B, you have people who are just interested in this. I mean,
my brother loves the movie, and he was a diehard Transformers fan.
And so was I.
Crazy
diehard, and he liked it. He
thought
it was cool.
I was playing my Transformers the other day.
I have problems. You know, I just have problems.
Dirty.
I just have problems straying from.
Yes, and they stray really bad.
Every time you go to read a comic book and they change the comic book up.
But those are.
But that's the whole point. This is not deviating from the
original. And why can't this be a what if movie?
Because it's not advertised as such.
The way the storyline plays out.
But it's not advertised.
Whoa, whoa.
Yeah.
But the way the storyline plays out.
It's the original Transformers. Come and see exactly what you saw 20 years ago.
But the way the storyline plays out is not altered.
Oh, it was only 10 years ago.
But the characters need to be the same. It's very important. But here's the difference.
I was on your side, Charlie.
The Transformers movie with the crazy stuff that Earl doesn't like and the What If comic books is they say on the cover, this is not your grandpa's Spider-Man. This is something new, something different, something wild.
And you know what? This is a movie. It's something new. It's something different.
And it's something wow. Spirit
hands. But if you go in looking to see Bumblebee is a Volkswagen or something like that.
No, because you knew from the very start Bumblebee was not a Volkswagen.
What?
I think more people appreciated the fact that he wasn't.
What?
Bumblebee. He wasn't.
Volkswagens suck.
That's the whole point. Bumblebee's supposed to suck.
Bumblebee did not suck. Actually, Bumblebee touched my heart in this movie.
I'd like to touch your heart.
I know.
And the things outside.
You can see it pretty much through this shirt.
Touched my heart.
He did. Right. It was sad. It's like when Bumblebee got all squished.
Were there any Energon cubes?
No.
Really? The life force of the Decepticons and Autobots.
Such a dork.
Earl, you really need to get a fucking life outside cartoons, man.
Oh, yeah, because
they switched that out with a spark years ago.
You're this angry
about
this.
The new cartoons. They've like merged the new cartoons part of it too, then. Because they don't deal with the Energon cubes in the new Transformers.
Like doing a Green Lantern movie.
But these aren't the new Transformers.
No, it's not the old Transformers
either. These are Generation
One. You know what?
They're Generation One.
No, it's a new show.
Transformers.
It's a movie. They've incorporated different things from different eras.
These are Generation One characters.
Then don't watch it again.
I didn't
they're not
pay to
old, no.
it anyway.
I didn't
don't,
pay to watch it in the first
place.
Don't
watch it, period.
Pay to watch it.
You're out.
But, no, but that's the fact. That's the thing. That's what I have a problem with in making these movies with, you know, and strength. I didn't like any of that X-Men crap when they were fucking with Origins. I don't like that at all.
But it was awesome.
But it's not where they came from.
I went for the entertainment factor. I wanted to see the design. I wanted to see everything
that they
did. I wanted
to see a good action flick,
and I
did.
I wanted to see something good that kept me on the edge of my seat, and it did.
Not entertained.
So entertained.
The hardcore Transformers fan will hate this movie.
I don't think so. My brother loved it.
I love
most.
And that was all he liked when he was a kid.
He's got his settings low for
yes.
His expectations low. And we aim high
yes,
at the Theater Radio.
I enjoyed it. Charlie enjoyed
were
it.
Were the Seekers
everybody
there?
Everybody we were with
think
enjoyed
of this
it.
Way. Like, perfect example. Underdog.
Okay, don't talk about Underdog.
Underdog.
Oh! Don't talk about it.
No, go ahead. Talk about Underdog.
Underdog looks like it's going to be cool.
No.
No, it doesn't.
Underdog
is a fucking cartoon.
Underdog, and in the cartoon, he is not somebody's dog. He lives in Barksville, where the names and the buildings look like fire hydrants.
Oh,
and the mayor
God.
Calls Underdog, who is Lowly Shoeshine Boy, to come help him against, I forget what his name is, but...
I got
Bar Sinister. Bar Sinister, which Larry used to have a t-shirt. But nonetheless, so the fuck, why change it?
He's got
why
a point.
Why not?
It's a dog movie.
He's got
but
a point.
People have already seen the cartoons. Let the cartoons
well, the
be the
and
cartoons.
The thing
and
is, no, the other thing is, the cartoon
exactly.
is also so old at this
exactly.
point. How many kids remember
not
it?
Not the cartoon.
Underdog.
The kids aren't going to remember it.
No, your kid. The kids are, you know,
the adults
anyone
who were
probably
kids.
Under
adults
25 isn't going to remember the original Underdog.
The adults who were kids will remember, like I
that's
was.
That's not true.
Like he. We remember this.
I remember Underdog.
And I already know it's going to be crap.
But I don't
you know
mind
what?
When
I don't
they change
see
it.
They make an Underdog movie that takes place in Barksville and it's Lowly Shoeshine Boy. That movie makes millions.
Yeah, but I don't want to see houses that look like fire hydrants in
a
movie. I'd rather
doing a live
see it on,
action.
I'd rather see it in a cartoon.
They're doing a live
it's like Garfield.
Action.
Garfield Blue.
Okay, you know what? You want to watch
you
a fucking...
Why?
I thought Garfield was okay.
You know why Garfield Blue?
Why?
Because Odie was
so.
A real dog.
Okay, you know what? You want to see a cartoon based on a cartoon? Go fucking watch The Simpsons.
And go watch
oh,
a cartoon.
Oh, we will.
But Odie,
that
was,
is not
Odie
a cartoon.
Odie is the life force of Garfield.
This is a live
I didn't,
action
show. I didn't mind Garfield. Perfect, I enjoyed
perfect
it.
Perfect straight man.
He's got a point.
The greatest shows. Greatest Garfield, the Garfield and Friends. And now, kicking Odie off a table. Odie's sitting there. Garfield comes, boots him off the table. End of scene. It was perfect.
Yeah, it was.
But then they go and they put some beagle in there, and Odie wasn't even a beagle, first and foremost.
What was Odie?
I don't know, but
exactly.
He had ears to go up. But
they
still.
Just picked something.
They just picked the closest to Odie.
And then, like, Nermal.
No, they just took,
you gotta
went down
Nermal.
To the shelter
and
said, which dog's going to die next? Hobby. I'll take that
well,
one.
That's
fuck
wrong.
I'm just,
what
look,
works with
do
what
it right
it.
Or don't do it at all.
Right.
That's my only
but
point.
That's your opinion then stop of right.
Writing,
that's not
stop
everybody
writing all these alternate comic books.
A lot of hardcore fans feel like I feel
for a little while.
So are but, the movies.
No,
but there's a lot of people
it.
That enjoy
oh.
it.
But you would consider yourself a hardcore Transformers fan.
Reality.
I would consider you the casual
you are not
fan.
Watching
yeah, I played
a cartoon.
Transformers
you're
as
watching
a
live action.
I mean, I'm not going to be devastated that it's not exactly the way it was. It's stupid to feel like that.
And we have you listed as the casual fan.
Oh, my God.
Seriously, for $10, I want to know.
For the hardcore fan,
the hardcore fan, then if they do not want any changes to any movies ever, then they should just watch what they saw 10 years ago.
It's what he said.
Go ahead, crawl in a cave, watch everything from 10 years ago, and never fucking
don't see any new developments.
You're missing
the point. Yes, exactly. Thank you. It's creativity.
Creative licensing is the ability to change things.
Have a good time with it.
I'm going to go out on a limb, and I agree with Randall from Clerks 2. I believe that the Transformers are a slight against God. Just as he sent his only begotten son to die for our sins, how do we repay him? By making crappy cartoons about robots that turn into cars. Let's just say it right there. But first and foremost, you can get... Here's the deal. I'll use The Simpsons as the perfect example. Here's the deal. The Simpsons are the characters they've always been for 18 years.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
Watch, you go ahead. You sit back.
The
you watch
Tracy
those Tracy Allman shows.
Totally different.
Okay. Bart still
and they are so different
you're
now.
You're talking about animation.
Is Bart still Bart?
No, I'm not talking
Bart
about...
Is Bart still Bart?
I don't think so.
No, it was actually a lot
Marge
different.
Is not
take a look
Marge
at
Marge is no longer Marge.
No.
Wait, so
totally
Marge
different.
Is Slarge? I mean, I don't...
No, the
no.
characters evolve. The characters are allowed to evolve.
Oh, wait. So the characters in The Simpsons are allowed to evolve, but they're not allowed to evolve in Transformers.
They weren't evolving. They were changing into something else to save money.
You gotta watch. You know what? Go and watch the Tracy Allman Bart Simpson stuff.
No, you go back. I want you to go back and watch those. I want you to go back and watch those.
Did you watch them from Tracy Allman?
Yes.
I want
you.
And
you don't see the difference.
Homer is Homer.
No. I don't want you to see the difference. I just want you. Just
the characters.
The characters
are completely
different.
Larry, get here.
Yeah, characters are different.
God,
how are they different?
No, they've like I said, they've evolved. They've evolved, and it's also turned into a show about Homer. Instead of a show about Bart, which is what it originally was. But they are not omitting characters for the sake of omitting characters. People are allowed to change. Things are allowed to change. Transformers were allowed to change as long as they don't say, this is the way it's going
to
be now
so,
because we didn't want to have this character.
You would have been happier if they kept Devastator, but instead of having, you know, instead of calling him Devastator, they just changed his name to something else.
No, because nobody would have known what it was. How about keep it the way it was?
Or don't have them at all.
Or don't have them at all. People would be like, where was Devastator? They'd be like, I don't know, but it was still a good movie. But instead, changing what everybody knows, that's like saying Superman can't fly now. You know?
It was a kryptonite
Homer
condom.
Homer goes sober for the rest of the show.
Like hell
he doesn't
he
like
he tried that.
Or how about this? Not having Maggie. Maggie's gone. Or Mr. Burns is gone. If this movie comes out, the Simpsons movie, which we're going to talk about soon,
and
if this
had
movie
how
comes
many,
out,
how many episodes did they have where Mr. Burns wasn't involved in it?
Right, but they didn't get rid of him.
Right. Here's
and
your
say,
right.
This is the
they
way it's going to be.
Wait. They killed
they
him
tried.
Off.
Well, here's your movie.
No, they shot right. him. They didn't kill
well,
him.
Well, yeah, but
it
you,
was who shot Mr. Burns, not who killed Mr. Burns. But nonetheless, this is a half hour thing. But I'm just saying, if this show goes off next year, say this show goes off next year. And then about 10 years from now, they're like, let's make a Simpsons movie, blah, blah, blah. Only Homer doesn't work for the nuclear power plant. There's no Lisa.
Homer's not there.
Homer's not there at all. There's no Lisa, and it's a movie about Bart Simpson.
But it would never really be a movie. See, that's the thing. They took a cartoon and made it to a movie. They're not going to take The Simpsons and make it to a movie of The Simpsons. It's still going to be a cartoon movie of the version. When that happens, then we'll talk about it like
that. Well, when
that
happens, I bet you all the characters will be there.
But it would probably be a lot different.
And you'll probably bitch about it.
I can probably, I can safely say without seeing the movie that I can expect to see Homer and Bart and Moe. And most of the general characters
they
I come to
love. They didn't show the Decepticons or any of that stuff when they advertised the Transformers. I mean, what did they show? When
how you had Transformers?
What did they show? Did they show any of the changes they had made?
They showed exactly what was. I mean, what I saw, they showed exactly what I saw on film.
Yeah.
Right, I know, but did they show? Did they show this whatever
they
Devastator?
Showed what they had.
Did they show Bumblebee turning into a Camaro?
Yes.
In the previews?
Yes. Several times.
Yeah. And I hated it then.
And he hated it then. Well, there you go.
I thought it kicked ass then.
I thought it was great.
I didn't say the changes didn't suck.
I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't even notice that it was something that was that different. I didn't care.
The idea, though, that some people may not like it is a realistic
the
idea.
Attention,
oh, absolutely.
The attention to details for that movie was not really good.
The $68 million that it brought in, though, shows that people did like it.
Say they make a Thundercats movie,
okay,
which is awesome. Thundercats is great. Say they make a Thundercats movie, and there's no Snarf or Panthro.
And there's no Sword of Omens.
If it was a good
Panthro
enough movie,
would be black
I could give
guys,
a shit.
So they just might want to get rid of him anyways.
Well, I don't know,
right? Well, there's no Sword Omens.
I'll be in the back of the car. With
there's Chikara. No Mumra.
Yeah, there's no Mumra. Say they decide to make some other crazy villain for Thundercats.
But they didn't do that with the Transformers. There wasn't another crazy villain or anything. They just omitted
they
certain
improvised
things.
On characters that already existed.
Main characters.
To
not,
me,
not,
there's
not,
nothing
not
wrong
second
with that.
Bit or low bit players.
Reason, you can't. I mean, these things were created for a reason. These characters are created to bounce off of other characters, and to omit them or to even improvise on them. If I was an original writer of the Transformers, my ass would be suing.
I thought
like,
the storyline was fine.
Okay,
I thought everything
but do you think they're
going to
come out with Transformers 2?
Yes, they have already confirmed it.
Oh, of course.
Actually,
they are.
Get two more.
It made enough money.
They confirmed
do it.
Two more, and the writer
and
for
I'll
the show
see both of
said,
them. Yeah. "I liked it."
And he quotes that. He is going to try to change up a lot of things because he kind of admit that he kind of goofed up.
Well, fine, but
with
still,
the fans.
It still
made
was
a good
very
movie.
Enjoyable movie.
Yeah, yeah.
It's but, still a good movie.
Right, I know, but it comes back to the idea of what you expect to see. And then if you do not get that and these people are pissed about it, I understand why.
I think if people
bucks,
are that upset about movies, they need to get a fucking life.
Why not? They work hard for their money. They go and they go to a movie. They want to see what they expect to see, which is something from their childhood.
I saw exactly what I saw in the previews. That's exactly what I saw.
So you can say with honesty that every movie that you've ever saw, you expected to see what you saw and never left.
Are you talking to me or are you talking to
anyone? Or anyone. Anyone here.
No, we've all left a movie disappointed and I expected to see what we
wanted to see. So why can I not be disappointed about this movie?
Nobody's saying that, but you're arguing it like it was just a total disgrace because there wasn't this and there wasn't that.
In my world, it was.
And if that's how you feel, great, but you can't say it wasn't a good movie because $68 million
No, don't go by that because they went.
68 million people, right. $68 million, $10 a ticket.
6.8 million people.
6.8 million people. I'm willing to bet you a lot of those people were pissed off about it, but their money is
but
there.
But there's a lot of people that liked it.
Oh,
there's
sure.
a lot of good reviews about it just because you are disgusted.
It's like,
I don't,
very good review,
I don't remember.
I've seen the bad review. So
all right, Krista, do you remember one person walking out of that movie saying, God, that sucked?
Not in the least. Everybody loved the movie. There were claps.
Well, you guys were
raven.
Drinking, too.
That's not no. That has nothing to
no,
do with it.
Well, it does.
I went and saw Stepford Wives with a bunch of people at Hollywood Boulevard. To this day, I don't know if that
I had
was funny or
one
not.
One drink, and I think everybody else, because of the cost of it being on a Monday, was not cheap.
Well, that's
nobody
I say
was lit up like a Christmas
that's
tree.
Why I say Tuesday.
People liked it because
you'd need to get a
they
cab
liked
if you
it.
Went on
the
Tuesday.
People here. Now you can't speak for all the people,
but
and okay. neither can you.
Right.
But I can speak for myself.
For sure.
Exactly.
And I
can't
call
can
it a bad movie.
Ourself,
and
we
and
say
I will
it's
call
a good
it,
movie.
It was not a good movie.
To you.
Right.
As it was a good movie to me, which you disagree with.
Yeah,
correct?
But you can't tell me that I can't say it's a bad movie.
I didn't tell you can't say it's
you
a bad movie.
You did say that.
I said just because you say it's a bad movie doesn't mean everybody else has to believe it's a bad movie.
Take what they want from this. This is why we do
this. Hey, Charlie, when you make this copy of this, I'm going to go back to around the 45-minute mark because you didn't say that. Those were your exact words. You said that I can't
call
it a bad movie.
That's in conversation. You can't call it a bad movie to make me believe it's a bad movie.
I'm not speaking for you.
It's a conversation.
It's a bad movie.
To you.
I'm not speaking for Martin Luther King or Patrick or anybody else. When I speak,
King.
I normally speak for myself.
Now we have to start this show.
Martin Luther King would have hated this
Are we
movie.
Over this yet? Or
you
can
sure?
We move on
I think
to
Martin Luther
movie.
King would have loved this shit.
Oh, I don't know.
Up to the point where jazz got ripped apart. Dude,
that's why. You've been like,
why is the only black man got to get killed?
Why is he called jazz?
That's wrong, man.
But no.
It was all right. I didn't like it.
Fine.
Next.
Simpsons.
Movie coming
predictions.
Up. I think Patrick's going to hate it.
It's going to be bad.
Why?
I don't know. Because you hated Transformers.
I haven't seen Transformers.
It's going to
and
be
I won't.
A movie. Can't we see it before?
You haven't seen Transformers yet. You've been bitching about
it
this entire time. Watch the fucking
he's
movie.
He's not bitching about Transformers.
I read all about it.
I don't care if you read all about it. You know, you're not allowed to have an opinion until after you watch the movie.
I can have an opinion on anything I want. Believe me, and you'll hear all about it. But Transformers isn't my thing.
Right.
But if
it's the concept.
If it's true what I've heard, then I understand why people were pissed off about it.
But you haven't
have
watched
a very
the movie.
Good point. You should really see it before
sit
you
down,
decide
watch
whether
the movie.
Or not you
I
hate
wouldn't,
it.
I wouldn't know one way or the other if it was
he's not bitching
bad.
About the movie.
But you would
okay,
know if
but
you liked
I'm
it,
bitching
though.
About the, I'm,
the
bitch, I'm bitching about
why.
The omissions as well.
Right. But sit back, watch the movie. Tell us if you like the movie.
Yeah, it you would know if
know,
you liked
my
it.
My opinion in this won't matter.
Yes, it will.
Because I'm not a fan.
But it's a movie. It's either you liked it or you didn't. I think you would really enjoy the action part of the movie. It was very, very good.
But that's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about whether or not it was, you know, action-packed or whatever. We're
it was
about
like it or not like it.
No, it's not. But that's
to
not,
me it is.
Not
to
me,
it
though.
Is.
I mean, I look at everything. I can't watch. These are the movies. This year has been the year of the popcorn movie. There's a movie and there's a film. I can't go to a damn film without watching and seeing what the actor is doing and how they're doing it. And that's the biggest bitch for me. And that's why a lot of times movies are ruined for me. Because I watch it from the standpoint of being involved, you know.
I just go to enjoy the show and have my Grinch dip.
I know, but that's not. It's not your. You know, I mean, this is what I do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I watched the actor. I watched the technique. I watched why did he say it that
people
way?
People enjoy things on different levels.
Right. So this is definitely a popcorn movie, and I'm sure it's going to be very cool watching. You know, Optimus Prime, and I heard he had a sword, and I was interested in that, but. Yeah, you know, is that the antenna usually? I don't know what is it.
I don't recall a sword. Do you?
Yeah.
When did the sword happen?
Apparently has a sword.
Towards the end, when he was fighting Megatron.
But that's the thing.
Ah, yes.
We're talking essentially, and it's the people who listen to this show is like the fanboy complaints, and those people are
Nerds.
The people who listen to it. But they're the people who listen to us. So
Nerds.
By all means. That's my point. I mean, I eventually will see it. I'll probably see it when it comes on cable or
cable.
If it's illegally acquired somehow.
Legally, of course.
Legally acquired. But now, as far as The Simpsons go, I don't know. I'm not going into it thinking it's going to be the best thing in the world because they've been having problems lately.
It's just going to be another show, another Simpsons show for
me.
Well,
that's what I hope it doesn't end up like that because a lot of this, it's, I mean, you can't expect anybody for 18 years to go be, you know, balls out, hysterical, funny. But there are times when, even my dad says it, there are times when he's like, I can't stop laughing throughout the whole thing. And then there's this episodes where they, you know.
It's go, like, why do they bother even
yeah,
hearing it anymore?
Like, meh, you know, and whatever.
Yeah.
And it's hard. So you hope that they've saved, maybe they've been saving their storylines for the film.
I hope.
In turn would piss me off.
I hope that's not the
that
case.
That means they're putting up subpar.
Because they've been really.
Homer with a pot-bellied pig on the wall going, spider pig. That looks funny to me.
Okay, now let me ask you something. Say they introduce a new character in the movie. Do they bring it into the cartoon?
It depends if the character is widely received. In that case, they got to do their homework. All right,
but what if they don't bring it back into the cartoon?
I think they've actually they've actually done stuff like that before. Like, there was a criticism about them potentially bringing a character into it, and they did a whole show about Poochie and why.
Yeah.
You don't do that.
Oh, that was great. Poochie.
Just because, and that was an answer to the idea that they were saying it's the same old people over and over and over. But they've had new characters, you know.
Poochie's awesome.
I mean, I can't think of, I mean, I think they've killed more characters than anything. I mean, I don't remember when
permanent.
Yeah, permanent. Well, Bleeding Gums Murphy, but he wasn't really permanent. Dr. Marvin Monroe, but he wasn't permanent. But it's like, when were these? And like, it's been 18 freaking years. I can't even tell when.
Maybe Dr. Nick?
What?
I'm going to say Dr. Nick.
No.
Dr. Nick's still there.
Nick Riviera is still alive and well.
Right, but he wasn't original, though. I mean,
he was introduced.
He came in after the psych.
Right.
What was the name of the psychiatrist that died?
Marvin Monroe.
Right.
They just exchanged. But it's weird. It's weird to think of when these people were first on there. You know,
no, it's 18
like if you
years,
look
yeah.
at the first episode, there was no there Otto. Was there an Otto?
No, you know? 90% of your characters, probably 95% of your characters, were not there.
But they've been there since the first or second season.
And they had long heads. You remember
yeah.
how long?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Were?
The artistry,
the animations changed.
And even Homer's voice has changed.
Totally.
But the whole aspect about it is yeah, no. If they put another character. It would have to be a damn good character because these characters, when you hear like Amy Sherman Palladino talk about Gilmore Girls, her, I don't know if you ever watched an episode other than with me, like
no,
noticing, the town.
I'd just be too gay.
Shut the fuck up.
I hate that show.
Just because you guys don't understand it doesn't mean. But the fact remains,
I don't understand getting ass raped
people,
either.
These people
that don't mean you want to do it.
Oh, wow. Did you really just compare one of my favorite shows to an ass raping?
Yes, we did.
Wow. Yet Earl can't say that he didn't like Transformers. Anyway, nonetheless, the whole aspect about it is the town, somebody in the town will be doing something completely crazy or off the wall, but nobody bats an eyelash at it. She got that from The Simpsons. When stuff will be going on and there will be a lot of town people around.
Townies.
Nobody thinks it's weird. You know, so that show has had a lot of, you know, whether it's a sideways or, you know, comes up different ways. It's had an influence on television.
I got a bad feeling about that movie.
I don't know. I think people are going to expect
now,
to see.
We can agree.
Hysterical, but I don't know if they're going to get it.
The earlier shows were much more funnier.
Oh, totally.
Much more creative than what they're doing now.
Earlier shows of what? The Simpsons?
Yeah. Earlier seasons. But then you got to look at the writers.
They've had some really good seasons.
You got to look at the writers they've had. One writer in particular is Conan O'Brien.
Season 5.
He went to his show.
Season 5.
Right. Before he went and got his show, he was a writer.
Yeah, you can tell when something's different.
And it's definitely, this one is a little bit more political driven. You can see that like certain characters get written for better than other characters, you know? And then they make fun of that, too. Like, Bart's like, I just wanted to say something, you know?
I just think they burnt out.
I don't...
You do it for 18 years.
Just anything for 18 years, you're going to be like...
Okay,
well,
now
yeah, it gets, you know, it gets old, but I can always usually get a couple of giggles out of one
totally.
Of their shows.
No.
Right,
yeah.
but it's just not the same.
Right.
The old stuff is classic.
Which is why we're skeptical about the movie.
So now if I go in...
Because it's like, who's writing this movie?
Right.
Is it the same half-assed writers that have been doing the past
Have they
seven
said
years?
Who's doing the writing? Do you
I
know?
Sure... No, I don't... I sure hope maybe they got... But I'm not... But at the same time, I'm not saying that they're bad writers because it's like writing a song now. You can't write a song without thinking about how it... compares or this, you know, or you can't write music for a song based on because you hear a tune and you're like, you could hear how it goes to another song that's been written.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they've got 18 years or 17 years to go against.
So,
a lot of the good ideas have been taken.
So, should I go into the same idea I had when I saw the South Park movie?
What? Well, they were, but they were at the peak. They were at the peak of their writing. South Park movie. What did they come after season two?
Ooh, I don't remember. Much later.
I mean, they're in their what, eighth year?
Tenth
year.
Yeah.
So started in 97. I want to bet that the South Park movie came out in 98 or 99. I don't think I had gone to New York yet.
I don't remember.
I think I was dating Nikki DiNicolo at the time, so that was before New York.
But their writers have been the same, though.
It's Trey and Matt.
Right.
Right. But you can admit that the South Park episodes are hit and miss now, too.
Oh, yeah.
10 years.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, what's been done? How's it been done? Do we want to do that again? They even did a whole episode, too. Look, Simpsons did an episode.
That was funny.
That was one of the funniest episodes. But they're like, I will black it out. I will black out South Park. Simpsons did it. You know, I think they're complaining about how all the ideas that they could come up, you know, the critics will turn around and say, Simpsons did it.
Very true.
It's hard. It's hard. It's not easy.
I'm going to go in to see that movie, and I'm going to be cautiously optimistic.
Yeah.
You'll go in and see that movie, but you won't go in and see Transformers.
Who are you talking to?
Both of you.
He saw Transformers.
Yeah, and it sucked.
What a day, what a day.
But yeah,
I miss these days.
There you go.
Don't you miss this?
No, I don't.
Oh, well, yeah, you
would you rather us all agree on everything?
No, yeah. Not at all. But I'd like to have a conversation where people didn't get enraged and pissed off because somebody disagrees with them and all worked up. We don't need to get upset. We just need to discuss.
That'll be you, though.
A kinder,
that'll be you.
Gentler. You're the only black man I've ever seen that can fucking turn red. So I don't know what you're talking about.
But I'm not mad at you for being mad at me.
You get so angry. I don't get mad at you. I could give a shit about your opinion. We
really?
All have opinions.
Yet you were so upset that I said that the movie was bad.
No, I am not upset. I just don't see
I'm
how
upset.
You think really? Everybody.
We're going to go at the 40 minute
Every
mark.
Earl, I could care less.
I can be so. Is being passionate is bad? Then.
It's not passionate.
Talk,
you get
if you
pissed off
if you can't put some disbelief in.
In docile tones and have a conversation.
No, we don't need docile.
We might as well
but
be
the black
NPR.
Guy turning red.
I think
can
and I will never
out.
Be NPR. I will fold this show up before I become NPR.
What's NPR?
National Public Radio.
Wait, so
welcome to the Jazz Hour.
No,
National
you just
Public
get
Radio.
So mad.
I think we need
mad
like
when somebody disagrees
more sex talk
you.
Radio.
That's the thing. I'm not mad for disagreeing.
You get angry.
No,
what?
You're
all
mad
worked
because
up.
They changed a couple of characters.
Yes,
twice.
Calm down.
You got my anger perspective all wrong. All wrong. I'm not mad because you're disagreeing. I'm mad because the movie sucks.
No, it
doesn't. It doesn't suck, though, for everybody.
Wait,
it sucks
and
for you.
See, is this a show, but this is a show about opinions.
Yes.
Or yes, and our opinion
like
is
assholes.
Right.
Right.
And, everybody has
and
them and they all
and it
stink.
Just so happens that our assholes have microphones.
I know, isn't it great?
So the fact that, I mean, he's, you know, able to say.
We could always just turn him
sucks,
off.
But
yeah, but
around,
you're in the wrong chair.
I know what
you're
happened
turning
there.
Around saying, it doesn't suck. Well, that's your opinion.
Exactly.
Right? And you're getting, now you're saying I'm mad because I'm disagreeing with you. I'm not mad because you think it doesn't.
I'm mad because Bumblebee was a fucking Camaro.
That's why I'm
that's
upset.
That's cool.
He was awesome. You, dude, if you
it
saw
it. It was an awesome Camaro.
I saw
it. You know, I read a thing that
he's
they were
he's not supposed
standing,
to be cool.
They were standing over Shia LaBeouf's cool. shoulder the whole time with that movie. They had freaking GM reps sitting there because that was like one of the only prototypes.
Yeah.
Imagine trying to work and someone's like,
dude, you're breathing on my car wrong.
Be careful with that because it's like important.
Get which one are you talking about?
The Camaro.
The Camaro.
The one they had, there was only one of five prototypes that they had developed.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't know
so
that.
They
yeah,
had
in fact,
reps,
the one
like
that they had on show.
The did one they not used, think he was going to get dented up a little bit?
No, the one they used for
the
movie was
doing?
Actually one that was at the Detroit Auto Show.
Had it been a Volkswagen Beetle, nobody would have given a fuck.
Because no one gives a shit
it
about
depends.
A Volkswagen.
It could have been a cool Volkswagen.
There are no cool Volkswagens.
My point exactly. Bumblebee.
Which is
not
why
cool.
you have to use a Camaro, because the Camaro kicked ass.
Well, did you did? What did you think about the part where she said shitty Camaro and he decided to like pop him out and then he changed into the super cool Camaro?
He's not supposed to be cool. Bumblebee sucked. That whole point of him being a Volkswagen, so we
Bumblebee.
Laughed at him.
Well, but everybody thought he was crappy, and then he turned awesome, and that was pretty cool.
No!
But that's not what happens.
That's not what happens.
That's not accepting
but
who
it's
you
what
are.
Happened.
Okay,
this is
let's give
not a movie okay. about life lessons.
That's like
this
giving
is about robots.
That's like giving Robin Batman's utility belt because it makes him cooler.
You know, I really think Robin does have some of Batman's utility belts.
He doesn't have the utility belt.
Does he need the utility belt?
But the whole point is,
okay, we don't care about Batman.
But that's the point. That's the point. When you take it, just you know what? It's just like the things, and I don't think it was a Joel Schumacher, but Batman and Robin. Was that Joel Schumacher?
Yeah.
When they introduced Batgirl?
Oh, yeah.
They introduced Batgirl.
Mm-hmm.
They make her Alfred's niece.
Okay.
Batgirl was not Alfred's niece.
No, she was the commissioner's
daughter. She was Barbara Gordon.
But I was willing to...
That's because you're willing to do anything because she had titties.
But that,
I'm willing to do anything for titties. Come on.
Right.
But that's the point, is the fact that people... The fact that Commissioner Gordon has a daughter who's a crime-fighting vigilante. You know, when they always talk out against crime-fighting vigilante. It's the core of the character.
I can give up
that
a little...
That is a big deal.
I can go in with disbelief. I don't care. I don't have to... No, right. It does not always have to be...
And then we all live in mediocrity.
It does not always have to be exactly the same as everything else.
But
Charlie's
point,
trying to show
movie,
that he's very flexible.
This movie was not
You'd
an
like
alternate
to see how flexible,
universe.
Wouldn't you?
It was following the storyline.
It was
not an
alternate. If they made an alternate Transformer movie, people wouldn't be able to bitch. They would have said, oh, it's an alternate movie.
But
exactly.
They didn't say, though, and I don't recall if they did, but did they say this is the Transformer movie? There, this
you don't
is
need to, if
the
you
classic.
Know the storyline, you don't need to be told it if you know the storyline.
Right.
But just
I know
looking
the
at the previews, that's, you would have known that you're going in to see
But do you remember in
the
cartoons
same?
Ever having the Almighty Spark?
The
No. I don't remember Spark in the movies or in the cartoons. But they had that spark in the movie, didn't they? Okay.
That still doesn't make it right.
Yeah.
Was Starscream in the movie?
Yes.
Were the rest of his crew?
No.
There? So no
he
Thundercracker.
He didn't need his posse.
But does he?
That's the whole point.
Don't they come together to make
Starscream
something?
Is the leader of his posse.
But they didn't really utilize that one. It was more about the kid and... Was there a kid in the Transformer cartoons?
Yeah.
I don't recall.
Yes. Yeah.
It's
like,
just,
did he have
it's
a girlfriend
just like,
and
I'm
all
not
that?
Comparing... Obviously, I'm
I don't
not
know, cartoons, they never get
everybody
any
will
action.
Get upset. I'm not comparing...
Don't eyeball me.
Transformers to the He-Man movie. But one of the reasons the He-Man movie sucked is because...
I never
only
saw it.
Only one?
Well, no. One of the main reasons. Dolph Lundgren alone. But one of the reasons this movie sucked is because they took them... out of Eternia, put them in our world.
Which
so horrible.
I actually thought was hysterical.
Yeah, I didn't see it, so I'll take a look
can't.
At it because I was big into He-Man.
I don't think you could find that thing in print.
What, did they use like a power glove accordion or something?
No, it was the key and they come after
horrible.
It. It was just, and one of the reasons that did not work out is because it didn't, it excluded a lot of what about people like. And that's what they're saying, and that's why he's saying it sucked. You do not improvise on something that is already out there. It's like, you know, like you said, with Batman. We're changing it. Batman's parents are alive now. So now he's just some fuck running around.
In underwear.
That changes the entire thing of Batman.
That changes the whole thing. So when you've got one component of something that's supposed to be greater...
No, I. You know what?
And I don't.
I can see Batman's parents being alive. They're abusive.
Great.
And he wants to correct it.
And he's a villain.
No, he doesn't have to be a villain.
But he has no reason to go after folks.
He's got no reason to go after
villains at that point.
Yeah,
it's the core. It's the core of what it is. It's
the reason he became Batman was because...
His parents died. Okay, so say his parents abused him all the time instead.
So why
would he go after... Why can't that turn him into a vigilante? And his parents are still alive.
Because it's getting back at bad people.
His see, you're talking something like that. I could see where it would be like, okay, wow, that really changes things. But to me, and maybe it's just because I'm not that hardcore fan, a car being different to me is not a big deal.
You just explained it. You're not a hardcore fan.
Well, I don't need things to be exactly the way they were when I
was little.
Was he
still
a car?
Hence,
yes.
Not being hardcore.
Yeah.
Right, but that's
but
the thing.
But to me, that's
when
not
people,
a big part of the storyline, a different car.
I compare it to Lord of the Rings. I compare it to what my dad said when the very first Lord of the Rings came out. My dad's like, I want to see it. But at the same time, I read the book so long ago, and in my imagination, I don't know if the movie can ever reach what it's become, what it means to, you know, these people create whole worlds with their Transformers. They made these cartoons, and cartoons are one thing.
I made little Lego villages with them.
To make a live action movie, to hype it up,
Barbie.
To soup it up.
Well, Barbie's a dumb bitch.
And then omitting key things, it's like.
With no head.
Yikes. It'd be like in the Lord of the Rings if there was no.
It's okay. Ken didn't have head either.
If there was no Gimli, or if there was no whoever the fuck the elf was.
Yeah, see, to me, the car was just the car. But and it's, you know, if they would have hit it, that would be one thing. But to me, though,
right.
to me, no, it's like, okay, it's just a car. It's not like somebody's parents are alive when they were dead, and that was the whole reason why he went after the bad guy. It's not that serious.
You know what I can compare it to? I could compare it to them making a Buffy the Vampire Slayer movie based on the series, and there's no Willow.
Mm. Can't do that.
You can't do it. Or there's no Xander. Or Buffy's the only Slayer there is, and there is
she has no Watchmaster.
Another one.
She doesn't have a Watchmaster.
She's got no Watcher.
No.
You can't. It would. People would burn it down, you know, because they love it. And they love everything about it, and they're obsessed with the idea. And to soup it up and to hype it up, and people are disappointed. And that's why it comes down. It's when they say it sucks. That's why, you know, because it means a lot. It means a lot to them. It's their imagination. It's, you know, it's their childhood.
Yeah.
It's not just a movie to a lot of these people. It's their
My childhood was warped.
Well, production value wise.
I know, I was there.
Production wise, it was great.
Oh, yeah.
Outstanding. I hated the story. I hated how they depicted the
story.
Bells
and whistles? Yeah, it's got a lot of bells and whistles. But the core of it, that's what it comes down to. And that's what a lot of people are pissed off about. So, on that note.
On that note, yeah. Transformers, good movie. It kicked ass.
Black guy turning red.
Again.
Yeah.
Don't argue about it. You guys talk. We can talk about Order of the Phoenix, and I can tell you why what they omitted next time, because I didn't want to talk about it because you guys didn't know. They omitted stuff from the book, but it wasn't that bad. So.
Alrighty then.
Hence one of my problems. But those books are so long, it would be like 4-hour movies.
Yeah. Alrighty. So, see, we're out?
Yep.
Yeah, we're out.
Toodles.